of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A catchy song.
That is catchy as can be, Carl.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Man Up. Yes, we're live here in the studios. Perry Cremins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bott.
And Ginger.
And Ginger. Yeah, Ginger's under the table.
Ginger the magic golden retriever.
There he is, under the table entertaining us here. Yeah. With the, she's got Buford's chew toy, and she is happy.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show today. Again, get toward the fourth Friday in April.
Man,
so we're aging this show a little bit, but, you know, we're back together. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back again, in town. Once again, you know, welcome out of the rain, right?
Has it been raining? Because we just, you know, we've been off the plane about 4 hours.
I thought you all got back in last night.
No.
I guess Linda misread something Lisa sent to her.
Yeah, we were in Pittsburgh this morning and just showed up here. That's where we got our plane out of West Virginia.
And we had to get out of Pittsburgh before the NFL draft happened.
Yeah, because it started today.
Yeah, at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, you know, it was amazingly quiet in the airport. We were very surprised.
Really? Do you think everybody was, like, paying attention to that?
I think they were. I think they got there early.
Yeah, they expected 750,000 people.
Where?
In downtown Pittsburgh.
For what?
The NFL draft.
What do 750,000 people in Pittsburgh do?
Coming in.
They're coming in.
Oh, yeah. They got a big, huge stage set up. It's like it's a festival. It's a big deal.
Do they do it in different cities each year?
Every year, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Boy, the NFL figured that out, too. I remember in the old days, you know, it was just televised, but now it's live. They got the streets blocked off and vendors, and it's a big deal there.
Well, where you two been now? Because, you know, you left me again. And so, but you'd send me photos of you two sitting in front of turkeys, and I'm like, that's cruel. So,
we thought so too.
Hey, Carl, guess where we are?
That is not fair. Yeah, we got it. Well, so we've been in, we started in Virginia on the 13th. We flew, we left Reading on the 12th.
Yeah.
And we got in Virginia about 2:30 or 3 or something.
I think we landed at like 1:10 a.m. Uh-huh. And we arrived at our buddy's house that was going hunting with us that morning at about 3 a.m.
Yeah, up at 4:30 and in the woods.
And now that was in Virginia.
Virginia.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
What part?
Warrington.
Right? Yeah, it's called Warrington.
Yeah.
It's $1 million.
Yeah. It's the real world.
Well, you all were there when they decided to, on a vote of 50.1 to 49.9 to change the voting districts, and then a federal judge put a kibosh on that one.
Yeah, we were there. We saw the signs. It was a big deal, and everybody was talking about
it.
Yeah.
It was huge.
But all the signs where we were said no.
Of course, because where you were at, it's hunting territory.
Yep,
and
very rural.
And, you know, because they're going to do, if this thing keeps going, it'll do just like they did here. They're going to split up all the rural land, and you're going to have end of it's going to be in the big cities.
Yeah.
And there's going to be the ones that vote.
Oh, of course.
They're going to go from a 6-4 or 6-5 to a 10-1.
That's the whole idea behind sanctuary cities, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yep.
Coming to a city near you if you don't look out.
However,
the rest of Virginia is beautiful.
You know, one of the biggest moments, I don't have to talk to you, but Swalwell.
Oh, man.
When
he
self-destructed there. Somebody told me, who had been back in D.C., and he came back and about 10 days before this happened, or a week before it happened, he goes, hey, they're going after Swalwell hard. And I went, well, on what? I mean, he's done everything wrong, and nobody's touched. And he goes, oh, no, it's women.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh. And you know what? Within a week, boom, it hit, and he was gone.
Whoa.
And now the same guy told me that Steyer.
They're going after Steyer.
They've got things on him, too.
Well, that's good, because he's not the guy you want in there, if there's any chance at all.
Oh, no. I don't want any of them, really.
They want the last thing the Democrats want, truthfully, is a billionaire white man running in this, because they've got other people like Bacara that they'd really like to have
Well, they can run them.
Yeah.
They're part of the show. They do what they're told.
Anyway, that's what I was told.
Well, you know what, Carl?
And he was right the first time, so I'm listening to him.
Well, he's already talking about taking their money.
we've known Swalwell for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And are we evolving as a species to where we don't understand predatory behavior any longer? because look at Gavin Newsom, Swalwell. I mean, they're all predators. You can just look at them and go, Adam Schiff, right? I mean, you can look at them and go, no, dude, you're taking advantage of the prey in our species.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So the hunting was great.
Most places. North Carolina kicked our butt.
Okay. Yeah, so where were you at in North Carolina?
Morganton.
Morganton. North Cackalacky.
We were in rural North Carolina.
Did you get
in? We were in the places where they have the, it's a Confederate license plate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
True.
Yeah. Did you get some North Carolina barbecue?
We did one night. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know the shredded barbecue with the vinegar sauce.
Yeah,
you had that.
Mm-hmm.
And some sweet potato so good. Mash. And they talked about something called liver mash that we stayed away from it.
Did you get any? What is that stew?
Possum?
No, there's a stew. There's a stew they make out of. They used to make it out of rabbit and possum, probably, but Brunswick stew. Did you get any of that? They didn't offer that to you?
Oh, well, scared. You know.
They would have offered us lots of stuff, but we stay in the woods till before dark, before the sun comes up, way after the sun goes down.
Did you get turkeys there?
We got one there.
You got one? Yeah, Perry got one.
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
And it took right down
to the
wire.
Did you hit it with the car?
No. Oh. Hit it in the head, but not with the car.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went right down to the wire with that North Carolina thing. I mean, so bad that I had to go into extra innings. Perry was waiting on me in the car while I was working it.
We were loaded and ready to head to Kentucky.
And I still got shut out.
Yeah. So, what happened in Kentucky? Is that those photos I saw today from Kentucky?
Could have been. Kentucky was
No, those
really...
are from, those are from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Kentucky, then West Virginia.
Yeah.
And then to Pittsburgh, you come home.
Yep.
And you got back to that.
Yeah. Kentucky was probably the prettiest place we went, I think. It was all beautiful back there. Don't get me wrong.
It is. I liked West Virginia. You know when you hear John Denver sing Take Me Home Country Roads? That's exactly how it feels in West Virginia.
Yeah. West by God, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is serious. And they're serious about their state. And their freedom.
Oh, yeah.
They are a freedom-loving group.
Yeah, West Virginia. West Virginia's always thought for itself. You know, it was part of Virginia until the Civil War. Then it split off. That part of Virginia went for the Union.
Yeah.
But they're tough people there.
They're tough. Coal miners.
Coal miners.
We actually saw that the town where we went there.
In what part of West Virginia were you?
What was that little town?
Buckhannon.
Buckhannon, West Virginia, is where they actually built buildings, apartments, everything for the crews for the pipeline.
Yeah.
They were satelliting out of there, basing out of there to build the pipeline, and they had all their stuff stored there.
Yeah. Which pipeline?
The one to North Dakota, the one that Biden shut down.
Oh, the Keystone.
The Keystone.
Yeah.
They were geared up. They built all the buildings, had everything in play.
Looked like Army barracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're abandoned now.
Yeah, they got them shut down, and they had to figure out how to rent them to poor people now.
Good place to put homeless.
They don't have homeless back there. Not like we have, anyways. You know.
I'm sure they have homeless.
It was
somewhere.
31 degrees there in West Virginia, you know.
We were gone for 11, 12 days. I think we saw a half dozen homeless people.
It's not a thing there.
Most of them were Morganton, North Carolina. We saw just a few there. And then did we see one in West Virginia?
We did.
I'm sure it has something to do with the weather and all that. You know, well, they may come back in during the summer.
It's pretty close to New York City. They're probably all there.
And we learned all sorts of new terms that they call people like halfbacks. The people that go to Florida, they leave New York and go to Florida, and they decide they don't like it that much, and they come halfway back to
North Carolina.
They call them halfbacks.
Yeah, they don't like them. They don't like halfbacks in North Carolina.
I've never heard of that.
They complain about it.
Every time Mondami makes a speech, Mayor Mondami makes a speech, there's another 10,000 people.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they're saying a lot of people, it's not just the rich. It's kind of like with California. You got a lot of the middle class are going, no, I'm not. You know, it's too much.
Yeah, they've had it, big time. But we met some great people. Perry knew some of them before I didn't know them, but we sure had fun. It was good. Yeah. We hunted hard every single day.
Good.
It was hot in North Carolina, about 90, got to 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so that shuts some turkeys down.
Yeah,
so.
It's a great way to establish long-term relationships all over the country.
Well, you ought to have them come on out here. We got some really good.
Well, all these people have been out.
A lot of them have been out. That's how I know them.
They came and hunted here with us to get their turkey.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
It's all very reciprocal.
Okay. Time to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about what's happening around town here.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean, and I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And I'm sure when you two guys were back on the East Coast, you listened to us in the morning.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You probably had those little earplugs in while you're turkey hunting.
Well, to tell you the truth, Carl, after about three or four mornings, we only had one eye open every morning anyways.
Look at that. Wait a minute. Okay, we have a golden retriever in here named Ginger, and she had just brought up Buford's toy and is sticking it in
she wants me to play tug of war
in Perry's face. Hey,
she's a good baby.
Three things happened here in the last couple of days. Today I just saw where Brian Barner is retiring after 34 years with the Reading Police.
Good for Brian Barner, man.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll go back to that stupid decision the assistant city manager made, you know, when nobody was there. And the city council's gone, and I'm surprised that the assistant city manager isn't, and they did that thing about, you know, suspending him. For what? Until the city council could get themselves together and put him back, you know, tell her to change that. But he has been. He's been good for our city. And, you know, best wishes to him. He's going to retire in September. So that gives him time.
Okay. Yeah, they can go find another one.
Congratulations.
And you know what? He done his time.
Yeah. And two, I heard yesterday, or I heard this morning, I guess, and I just saw it in the paper, Maxwell's, right down the two doors down from us. The three doors down from us is closing.
What a shame. You told me that.
It is. What a shame. And I tell you what, they're closing end of the month, which gives me not a lot of time to get as many chicken wings down me as I can.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I go in there because I don't take real TV, so a lot of times I'll go in there and watch the ball game.
Yeah.
And they have the best pizza in town.
Oh, my. Well, you know, you see parking around here. People are going down there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thursday is like half price pizza. And, but yeah, I'm sorry to hear that because the guys that own it are.
That's a
Josh,
staple.
Josh is a great guy.
That's a staple.
Yeah. And then, the third one is, and this is an Army thing, that one of the, people that were in on the raid on Maduro used the information to make bets. And won $410,000.
No.
He bet $30,000 and won $410,000. And the bet was, are American troops going to land in Nicaragua? Are they going to take Maduro? And by January 31st, he was in on the planning. It's alleged. It's alleged. Yeah, and I'll show you his name later. You may know him. Who knows?
Is he Nancy Pelosi's cousin?
No. He's a sergeant first class that was in on the plan and was on the mission.
He wasn't that chopper fighter, was he?
No, it wasn't the pilot. It was. I think it was one of.
That's kind of nuts.
It said special forces. So I mean, you could be anybody, but. They've got him on like six different charges.
Sounds like a court martial.
They'll court martial him, but they won't do anything to Congress. they can make the same bet. It wouldn't do nothing to them.
No, they probably, that's probably true.
Of course it's
true. And because they are, you know, some of them are so adept at moving money around like that, they'll probably not get caught. Where
he's not. He probably did it on DraftKings.
He moved.
He probably did it on DraftKings.
No, it was another, online site, but. He moved it into another place, and then into another place. But it was,
how do you even establish a bet like that?
What he should have done.
It's the website.
It's in Vegas. You can bet on anything.
But I mean, he probably is the one that initiated that bet in the first place, as far as what the bet is.
It was up there. I guess you could say that. You know, I don't know.
How else would they know to bet? I mean, I guess you're right. Vegas, they bet on.
But I guess it could be
somebody has 10 fingers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are three things that I thought.
What he should have done is he should have took the $30K. He should have started a corporation to help the homeless. Then he should have done is bet it from the corporation, right? They got to bust that corporate veil to get them.
Uh-huh.
The corporation should have made the bet, and then as soon as they won, right, then he should have started a campaign to run for Congress, put it all in a campaign, donated it.
But this of course, this is a 501c that he started.
Of course, C3. Yeah, of course, 100%. 100%. That's how real outlaws do it.
Yep,
but he's a lowly enlisted swine like Ted, so you know.
No, I mean
he just said, "Man, I got a good deal going on here, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure this out."
Well, you know, when they saw how much money, you know, what his mistake was, Well, it was a couple of them. But his mistake was betting so much. And, you know, if he had bet less, he could have probably made, you know, $100,000, $150,000. And nobody would have said it was
a
word.
Is there a threshold?
His mistake was telling somebody.
Yeah. Somebody knew.
Somebody
knew. Well, he told somebody. That's what happened. If you don't tell anybody, how is he going to get in trouble? You know, they just paid the bet out and moved on. That's nothing for Vegas or whoever he made the bet.
Yeah. Like, well, when he showed up to work in his Ferrari instead of his Jeep.
Right. He got an 87 Ford Ranger, right, that barely runs, and he shows up in his damn brand new Denali. Yeah, that's always a problem, especially for a SAR first class.
Well,
they'll Article 32 him, and then they'll go to court, and he'll cut a deal, and he'll hopefully as SAR first class, he might have 20 years, so they might retire him.
They might. William Tarbo, our new city manager, was on the show this morning. I like this guy.
Really good.
And
that makes me happy.
I think, you know, coming in from the outside is a good idea a lot of times because, as you know, when you come up through
100%.
You know, you come up through an organization, you're successful in there, but you have a tendency to be in there for the organization and all that. So he's come in, and he's bringing in this team that he's worked with several times. And as he said on the show, when you go back to archives today, he's like, you know, 99.9% that they're going to find, redundancy isn't really bad, but duplication is. And that his whole thing is to make our city government lean and functional and moving forward.
Good.
So if you get a chance, listen to it. He comes across well.
I'm glad to hear that he's positive because I was curious.
He's very positive.
I was curious
very
how
positive.
It was going to work out, him coming from, you know,
well,
down south.
Yeah.
You know, the Dr. Nuke and his folks, they were left in, I mean, they were left in a bucket of you know what. And you know what? I think they want to do what's right, but they're just kind of stuck. I mean, you know.
The bucket keeps getting fuller.
Right.
They do not have the expertise because that's not their job.
No, they're professionals in other walks of life.
Yeah, and they're all successful.
Right, 100%.
But this guy, he is taking a look at everything, and if you want to raise, you know, like rates or anything, like an electricity, he put a kibosh on that. And he says,
good.
Prove it. Show me.
Good for him.
Yeah, so it was very refreshing to hear him. And,
I love that.
For our people out there now.
Someone that actually cares about the city, huh?
And he loves Renton. He really likes Renton because this is the kind of place he says you want to bring your kids up, you know, so much, you know, all these things. And he wants the community involved in the decision. He wants transparency. Yep. They're starting that auditing group with citizens and a budget group. And he says we got a lot of good people applying, you know, to be on those committees.
Well, we actually, when we're on the road, we have to introduce ourselves as from Northern California so we don't get punched in the stomach, you know.
Oh, yeah. But when they hear Northern California, do they kind of understand?
The way we overemphasize it, they do.
Yeah.
Because they think Northern California is San Francisco.
No, San Francisco thinks they're Northern California. California.
Well, they do too until you tell them, oh, no, not San Francisco.
Everything's
all around the San Francisco.
No, Northern California is north of the 42nd parallel. That's how it works.
Yeah. It's not even Sacramento.
No. Sacramento's out. Sacramento's a suburb of Stockton.
I'm not even
now.
Too sure about Yuba. So, anyway.
Well, it's
it was refreshing to hear him speak. He's been here 2 months, and he hit the ground, and he's going for it.
Good. Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah. It makes me really happy.
It makes me happy for my friends and family and for me and everybody else.
For all of us.
That will be here.
Yeah. We need that because, you know, if you watch social media, they beat up the wrong people.
Yeah.
They beat up the wrong people who are just trying to do their best.
Yeah.
They ignore the problem and go on from there. So I'm happy about that, and I look forward to meeting him, Carl.
Good. I'd really like you to. He needs to. Of course, you know, he's submerged in this stuff, and so we want to get him out in town and let people meet him. He's personable. He's a pretty tough guy. So,
well, when we come back after the break, I want to hear about the rodeo. What's the name of that?
Hey, we're ready to rock.
Hey, I can hardly wait. I see you got the stash going.
I do.
Hey, I had to shave mine off because I couldn't be seen with my junior varsity stash around you.
You tried so hard.
I tried so hard, man. I tried for months. Perry was there at the inception during whitetail deer hunt season in Idaho, and then I just stuck with it.
I know.
And it was the closest I ever got. Well, I did not have it.
The problem is that you let Ginger lick your face. every time
the mustache is gone.
And half the mustache.
Food on it.
Yeah, half the mustache is gone at that point when she licks his face. Yeah. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can find the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
At some point, somebody smacked Buford in the head because every so often.
One of my favorite songs ever.
Ooh.
Steve Earle, Copperhead Road.
Ooh.
Hey, speaking of Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to Man Up here with Ted Leidy, Perry Crummins, and Carl Bott.
And Ginger.
And Ginger.
Ginger, the golden retriever who is going from each of us to with Buford's chew toy wanting us to play. Yep. Okay, yeah, I know you're back. Here, let me throw it.
Don't get her started, Carl. She just keep on bringing it back.
Just at the Red Bluff Roundup. Huge success out there. And that's fun. And then Reading Rodeo is going to be starting on the 13th. 13th to the 16th, Friday and Saturday, already sold out.
Wow, so, that's fantastic.
So if you want tickets, to the Reading Rodeo, go to readingrodeo.com for Wednesday and Thursday. And Wednesday night's Native American Appreciation Night, and you're going to see like a mini Stillwater powwow.
I love
it. Because they'll be dancing out there. Yeah. And we've got some of the world champions are going to be competing here in Reading because this is a good rodeo. They like the way they're treated. And it's kind of, they can make kind of a swing through here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, we might get the Wright brothers again, and, you know, who are kind of like the royalty of rodeo.
Yeah.
Out of Utah.
It seems like there's always a couple that stop by here that are, you know.
They're all champions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is it brings a lot of money into Reading. It's like Colorado Nights, which is going on right now. With all the show and shines, and then, of course, the cruise tomorrow night. It brings a lot of money in.
Yeah, get down there early if you want a seat on the front row.
There's already seats out there. People have already started putting seats out there now.
More is better. We need more of them types of events, man. Remember we had the Big Bike Weekend? That was great. When it, in its heyday, that was a fun event.
Yeah, it was.
It slowly but surely discombobulated itself.
The city was not crazy about really supporting this heavy, because they didn't want 10,000 bikers coming into Reading.
Don't know what fun is.
I know, and not realizing that 95%
they didn't realize how much money 10,000 bikers were spending.
And 95%
one motorcycle that cost $50,000, right?
95%, well, probably even more. 97% are like doctors and lawyers and architects
and
tradesmen. They just come out for a good ride like that. So, it is at Sturgis.
Maybe we can get that started over again. Be good, but
you have to stay in town for that.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will. If I remember correctly, I can't remember what time of year that was. When is Big Bike Weekend? It's September, I actually, when I retired from the Army and came here, they still had Big Bike Weekend in full swing.
Yeah.
And then it slowly but surely got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, the people that organize things, they start getting a little bit older, and there's nobody that really comes in and takes places. So, now, tell me.
Well, that'd be a good start of project.
You all brought turkey breast home.
No.
No.
You didn't.
No, we donated them to every person that we hunted with.
Oh, I thought you'd
It's really difficult to freeze them and bring them home. I've done it before, don't get me wrong, but it's really difficult. So, we're doing the best we can to make gestures for them.
Well, we brought presents home before. Okay, for the people out there that say, "Gosh, how do you fix a wild turkey? To eat."
Ooh.
So give us a recipe or two here, because this is one of the things we talk about is cooking.
Man, there are so many different ways to do it. Yeah. I mean, you can,
because usually we just brush them out in the field and bring that home.
And the legs, yeah.
Well,
sometimes legs, but here's the thing: if it's your last stop, not hard to get home. Because it's a fresh wild turkey, right? You can just put in your bags and haul it home.
Yeah.
Right. But when you're gone for 2 weeks and you knock a couple down on the first day, it's hard to haul them around for 2 weeks and try to, in a cooler, in a food and line styrofoam cooler we bought, keep them frozen and keep them good. So the good thing about us is all the people we know love to eat wild turkey.
Okay.
And so they're like, "Oh, please give us those breasts." But you can do a lot of stuff with it. Perry, I'll let you go first and you can talk about your favorite thing you do with it.
Yeah. I don't, in the past, and I'll be honest with you, never try to cook the entire whole wild turkey. It's just too lean.
Yeah.
It's going to dry out. It's not going to taste good. You're going to ruin it.
It's going to be dry.
So breast it and take the legs. Most people don't take the legs because they say they're tough. But honestly, the legs, what we do with them is about 6 or 8 hours in the crock pot, strip all the meat off, put
you
it back.
You strip all the meat off first and then put it in the crock pot.
No, you put the whole leg in, you half them because they don't fit in a crock pot hole, you know, the thigh and the leg. And then 6 or 8 hours till all the meat strips off, pull the meat out, separate it from all the sinew, bone, everything else, put the meat back in the crock pot. You get your, you go down to, right here at Holiday, you get yourself a packet of tortilla soup mix. And you make tortilla soup, add some cheese in it, maybe a drop of a couple jalapenos in there, and I mean, it is really good.
Okay. All right. So there's the legs. You make, you make a soup or stew out of it. Okay.
Render it down, the legs. Or we take, and if I have enough of them, we strip them down and make homemade dog food out of them.
Okay. All right.
Farmer's dog style.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the breast?
Perry and I ate an entire turkey one time by cubing it, making it into small cubes, and then getting Cajun
jambalaya mix.
And then battering them and deep frying them, because, you know, I love deep fried foods, onion rings, french fries, and then we ate them until we could not eat anymore. And that was the best way we ever. I mean, we did that in Louisiana, and let me tell you, we turkey.
So you deep fried them, and then
just like chicken McNuggets.
You cooked them first in the Cajun, and then deep fried them.
No, we deep fried them.
Okay.
We rolled them in that flour, and then the Cajun mix. And then we deep fried them in camp.
Oh, okay. That's where you had your Cajun mix in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And back east, they don't cook it any other way than deep fried.
It's always deep fried.
Turkey tenders, that's it. And they have all sorts of different recipes with pickle juice and
beer batter. Ranch dressing they were talking about. Marinate them in ranch dressing first. Everyone's got their own ideas back there.
But deep fried, they float them back there.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, it is fantastic. It's like cheese curds or anything else deep fried. It's just good, man. Yeah. It's just plain old good.
What is it about deep fried that just attracts us? You know,
I think it is just
the
fat.
Cheese curds. When we were
just the fat in it, man.
When we were back in
Wisconsin
in Madison, there. I mean, how many cheese curds did we eat?
Well, I was just there in February, and we decided that we were going to have early lunch and regular lunch. And early lunch was cheese curds and beer, and late lunch was cheese curds and hamburgers and beer every day.
Every day that we'd stop, any place, every place had their own cheese curds that they made. And so we'd cheese curd it out with ranch dressing.
We'd drive. Yeah. We'd drive to where the best cheese curds were.
Yeah.
You could Google it, by the way.
Yeah.
Who has the best cheese curds in Wisconsin? We would drive to them. You know Wendell. He don't play.
No.
Wendell does not play with his chow.
I remember when we had that lunch, you know, plus 100 cheese curds apiece, plus all this food that we ate. And then on the way home, we stopped at this ice cream place.
We went there. That's called the Dairy Bar.
Whatever it was. And I said, no, I'm not going to have any. No, I'm not going to have any. I stood there and I went, okay, I'll have that shake. And then we got home and we're all kind of sitting there rubbing our stomachs going, oh, you know, maybe that was a mistake, the ice cream. But then Wendell, like an hour later, I swear to God, you know it's true.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, who wants Taco Bell?
and he went out and
spent like $200 on Taco Bell stuff.
Why do they call that comfort food? Because afterwards you can't move. I mean, it's like you're blown up.
It was. I mean, he came in with bags of Taco Bell.
I can't remember the name of that dairy bar.
No,
well, we went there twice.
Yeah.
We went there twice just in February.
Yeah.
And I was only there a few days.
Well, everybody had to stop by there.
Dill's Dairy Bar or something.
Something. But it was like, wow. It was ice
cream. I'll tell you what, that is how you man up right there.
We manned up. And then we got out the next day and walked for miles and hunting pheasants and came back and just destroyed the next place we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Destroyed our insides.
But you know what? That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
Those types of memories. I mean, that had to be five. Well, it was 2022. So that was 5 years ago for us when we were there together.
And, I went there for 2 years. And
that was fun. I never knew you're such a good beer pong player.
Well,
you didn't know either, did you?
I didn't know either. I think I remember I won one game.
Carl and I, because we're the old dudes, we were on a team, so we went to the championships.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, we did. And those guys were
we were surprised. But then we had the firefighter from
oh, my God.
In Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, Frisco, Texas. And you know what they do. They play Pong.
All day.
All day. And this guy, it wasn't fair. It really was uncanny. He'd go, pip, and that ping pong ball would go right into a cup.
Yeah.
The cup that you don't want him to hit. And it's like, oh my God.
Well, when you think about it, those firefighters, they're like being a soldier, right?
Yep.
They're, you know.
They're on call.
8.5 hours of nothing and then 15 minutes of sheer terror.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
And then they start to eight hours of nothing again. And let me tell you, that guy was good at some beer pong. Yeah. Of course, he was about 20. Oh, no, he's probably his mid-30s.
Yeah, yep. eight hours is plenty of time to get good at most anything.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take another break here. Perry Crummins, Ted Leidy, Carl Watt here on Man Up, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah.
Well, that is some good tunes, right there.
Yeah. David is the man.
Yeah.
We warmed him up this evening. He's in there sweating right now.
That's some Catoctin Creek.
Catoctin Creek. Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crummins, Carl Bach. And it's our last segment here. The what do y'all got going here for the next few weeks?
Are
you leaving again?
I'm leaving on Monday.
Yeah, we have some
Indians. Where are you going to?
Arizona hunt.
What?
Turkey? Yeah.
Okay. Haven't you all gotten? You've gotten every state, though.
No, we're still working on it.
Halfway.
Are you ready?
We're both halfway.
Okay, so you're taking a turkey in every state except Alaska because they don't have turkeys.
Right.
But you've already got your Grand Slam.
Oh, yeah, World Slam. We did a double World Slam in 22, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got all the hard states out of the way. We're just working on all of them.
How many different, when you say a slam, how many is that? Four?
Six for the World Slam, yeah.
Six for the World Slam. So that's every breed of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of them are only in certain areas.
Oh, yeah. So, like, Florida turkeys only, the Osceola is only in Central Florida.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, but we were in Hawaii that year. We had fun that year.
Yeah. I mean, you're hunting turkeys there.
Oh,
people
yeah.
don't realize that you got turkey hunting, you've got deer hunting over there. And
oh, yeah.
Is it
good
stag?
Hunting.
They have red stag
sheep
over there?
Axis deer.
Axis deer. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Turkeys, hogs.
So how many states do you have left?
Oh.
I thought you'd already been
like
to Arizona.
Yeah, we're halfway.
Like 24. So 49 states.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, if you do 4, 5, 6 a year, it takes a while to add them up.
Yeah, think about that. We're talking 10, 15 years, but we've been at it. We've been at it 45 years apiece.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
some states, some years we won't do any states. Some years we'll do one, or you'll pick three and only get one, right? This year we picked four so far.
You've got to go back to that state then.
I've got to go back. Yeah. I've been to South Carolina twice. I'm going back to North Carolina because it got blanked. I've been to Georgia twice. Perry went to Louisiana twice.
South Carolina twice,
yeah.
So are you going back to Mexico?
No. Well, Perry
says no, but I say yes.
Perry's actually thinking about it. Ted says absolutely no.
After the last time when you all were stopped by the cartel and had guns pointed at you.
Yeah, no. It would have to be a hell of a deal. Like, they'd have to give me a piece of game away for me to go to Texas. And I'd consider it. But other than that, I'm not paying to go there now.
I was thinking about just taking Pete Hicks then.
Yeah, take Pete.
Take Pete. Okay. Well,
no,
there's
no, no Mexico.
Cool April Nights is going on. A lot of the show and shines are happening. They're having parties at the show and shines, and then tomorrow, like we said, they have the big cruise. And they outlawed cruising in California back in like 20.
I remember it well.
2000.
I remember it well.
Maybe it was earlier than that.
I remember cruising in California.
Yeah. And then, but they've since taken that off, so it's not illegal to cruise.
Well, it's a city ordinance.
It's a
city ordinance now.
Yeah. So
they could bring it back, but you know what? If looking back now as a 60-year-old man, it was a problem. it was a problem.
Well, my senior year in Yakima, Washington, that's all we did on the weekends was cruise. And
yeah.
Go from, you start at the freezer, go down to the YMCA, come back, make a turn down Main Street, and go down to the Mel's Diner.
You got that blonde hair, blue eyes, you must have been trolling on Pine Street.
Oh, yeah, we were down here every weekend.
It was a circle.
Okay, so what was the route? On Pine Street. Would you start down there by where the Holiday Market is?
Gold Street Liquors.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just the loop right here. Pine Street, Market Street, you know.
Pine Street, Market Street by the EDD, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn there by the EDD and come straight down by, by the Shack.
Yeah.
Right? And then straight across and then back over to Market Street
and
right
straight on through.
It was not very big. Felt huge when you were 17, but it was tiny, really.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it was so fun. All your friends. You know what? You met people from other schools, which was cool because, you know, I went to West Valley High School, so I was clear out in Cottonwood, but I got to meet folks from Perry School up there, you know, and there was a lot of kid stuff going on.
But kids do. Yeah.
Then you cruise till like 10 o'clock or whatever and then headed up behind what is the Mount Shasta Mall now, but the water tower up there where you used to have parties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up where you live now.
By where I live, yeah, sure. That was all manzanita. That was all manzanita grove back then.
Yeah,
full of dirt roads. You could just drive around
between,
drive forever.
Between their hilltop and on over to Dana Drive, that was nothing.
Well,
we
use your fake ID to get into docks.
There'd be cops. There'd be cops there in Yakima, and they'd. I guess I'm trying to think. Probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights, they'd start appearing. Sure. So everybody'd start, you know, going home at that point. Because you'd seen it, you know, you'd been at all the places. Everybody'd stop their cars and get out and get a freezer burger.
A freezer burger?
Yeah, it's called the freezer. And it's gone now. Yeah.
You know, but that was back when, you know, when the cops had a lot of authority.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were afraid of the cops.
Oh, yeah.
We were afraid of the cops.
You're afraid of the cops because they wouldn't necessarily give you a ticket, but they would.
Scared.
Well, not only that, here in Redding, the cops would not give you a ticket. They would take you home to your parents. That's the worst thing that could happen.
They
did not play. So we respected them, and if someone got out of line, they did not play.
Nope.
Trust me, they did not play. So, you know, I mean, there's good or bad in the whole thing.
Can you imagine 1960s cop, you know, just transported to today?
He wouldn't last.
Last. No, he'd be in jail.
Yeah. First broken arm, lawsuit.
Yep. Smacking somebody in the face.
First broken arm, lawsuit.
But I'll tell you what, crime would be down.
Oh, hey, we didn't have much crime. We didn't have much crime at all. We were scared to death of them.
Well, you know, that was the, you know, Stephanie Bridget was on the other day, and she said, you know, they just had two murder cases come in within 30 minutes of each other, found guilty. And I said, well, gosh, that's kind of unusual. She goes, murders. And she goes, no, we probably average 10 a year in Redding.
10 a year proven.
Yeah.
That's
most of them they catch. I mean, because it's people, you know, they know each other that. But when you think about it, think, well, 10 a year and that's average. She says, yeah, some years would be less, others would be more.
Yep.
And I didn't think of it. But, yeah, there is. People out there shooting each other.
Yeah, that isn't in. I don't remember it being like that when I was a kid.
I don't either. There were fights, but it wasn't even fights with like baseball bats or knives or anything.
You wouldn't beat somebody to a pulp. You know, you just kind of subdue them and you won.
Well, you know, and other people would step in. You know, and you know, okay, that's enough. You know, everybody. You know, you'd already done whatever you were going to do.
I remember when, and I can't recall her name, and I'm sorry about that, but. The woman on the river trail who was killed. Perry, remember her name?
Oh, they caught that guy.
Back in 93 or something like that.
Oh, 93. Oh, that was way
94.
Before. Yeah, no, I do, and I can't remember.
But you remember it, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was front page news for months while they looked for that guy. They did finally catch him, but it wasn't until about 5-10 years ago they caught him. I mean, he got away with it for all these years. But now, someone dies in the river trail? Doesn't even make, I mean, it makes the news for a day, and then because of the 24-hour news cycle, we've kind of all forgotten about it, but a murder of an innocent person in Redding back in the 90s, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day. And she died right here by the blackberry bushes right here off Deez Horse Bridge, off the north side bridge.
Right
Yeah, and they finally caught that guy. DNA.
Hey, we have run out of time.
What?
And
again.
Okay, now, Perry's business is
justforhunting.com,
and he's a guide, and he'll take you out and put you on the animals. And Ted, Northern Firearms Instruction.
Absolutely, I teach two Thursday renewals right here in Redding.
Linda and I are going to go in and do ours, and we can, if things happen that at my age, I can swear I was in fear of my life.
Absolutely.
I practice a lot laying on the ground and drawing. That way, if something happens, I fall on the ground and I can.
Do not fall
on the ground, Perry. At your age, you could break a hip.
That's right.
The chances of you coming back from breaking a hip, you know, are not great. Yeah. So don't do it.
For us three gentlemen, let your wife shoot.
Hey, everybody, have a great evening. Go out and enjoy. This is going to be great weather through Monday. So enjoy our super cool April nights. Get out there for the cruise and have a good evening. And God bless America.
God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.